Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I don't know about you, but getting an extra hour of sleep after a college football Saturday is not a bad thing. I could sign up for daylight savings time for about 13 weeks of the college football season. Yesterday, we grinded out nothing spectacular, nothing great, but we had profit. We go 11-7 on college football for the second consecutive Saturday. So our year-to-date numbers are terrible. There's no doubt about it. But the last two Saturdays now, back-to-back 11-7 weeks. So maybe something's starting to come together there for us. We win $99.90 on the podcast. We lost the NHL and the NBA. That hurt us yesterday. Otherwise, the profit would have been a lot nicer. Our three-day run, three consecutive winning days now, has brought our week into the profit. We're up for the week, $177.10. And our profit now, since October the 24th, we're up $1,573.20 here on the podcast. So today, we're going to give you three NFL prop bets again. We're on a very good run so far, 5-0 on the props. We're not going to continue to run the table, though. I know that. So one of these is probably a loser today, if not more. But hopefully we get all three home. We'll find out, of course. We'll recap our seven plays in the National Football League that we gave you on yesterday's podcast. But we're going to lead off with the NHL. On the frozen pond, we're going to play St. Louis minus the 1.5 over Anaheim, and that's at a plus 150. The Blues are 7-1-1 year to date. They are 4-0-1 on the road. They've outscored the opponents 36-21 year to date. Last time out on Thursday, they beat San Jose 5-3. Meanwhile, the Ducks are 5-4-3 year to date. They are 4-2-1 at home. They've outscored their opponents 38-36 this year. Last time out, they beat Arizona 3-1 on Friday, a ticket that we cashed. So the Ducks look to finish this homestand 4-0. They've won the previous three, of course, and then they'll hit the road. The Blues, though, they've covered the 1.5 in all four road wins so far this year. So I'm going to take the better team here at a plus 150. It is St. Louis, once again, minus 1.5 goals on the puck line at a plus 150. Next up, we go to the NBA. We're in the association. It is Brooklyn taking on Toronto, and we're going to play the under 208.5. So the Nets are 6-3 straight up, 4-5 against the spread, 8-1 to the under. Oh, do we love that number. Last time out, they beat Detroit 96-90 on Friday. Meanwhile, the Raptors are 6-4 straight up, 5-5 against the spread, 6-4 to the under. Last time out, they lost 102-101 to Cleveland on Friday, and that's a ticket that we cashed. So these two teams are a combined 14-5 to the under so far this season. The Raptors have the fourth best defense in the NBA, giving up only 100.4 points per game. Meanwhile, the Nets, they're the ninth best at 103.3 points per game. So we have a battle of two top 10 Ds. So we'll play the under 208.5 in the NBA. And for those of you maybe new to the podcast, and we've had quite a few of you join us here of late, in the NHL, just for the record, we only play the puck line, always at the minus 1.5, and we're always on the plus side. So when you look in the show notes and see our record, it is not going to look good on the NHL, but the profit is there because we only play plus side plays. So just keep that in mind. If you want to know what we do in the NHL, it's always plus side on the puck line. In the NBA, until later in the season, in the playoffs, we'll definitely change this, but in the regular season, for the majority of the year, we are always going to play an under in the NBA. Just looking for that biggest value on the underside. That's what we look for. Once again, when we get to, you know, April, May, and the playoffs, we'll start playing some sides. But early in the season, we just like unders. Yeah, we're off to somewhat of a sluggy start so far, but give us another month here or so, and I think those unders will be on the plus side, and we'll show profit. But just a quick housekeeping item there for those of you new to the podcast and our philosophy on the NHL and NBA. So next up, let's get to our prop bets in the National Football League. We're going to lead off with Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to play Jefferson over the 74.5 yards receiving. He's averaging 80.4 yards per game. The Ravens have the worst pass D year to date, giving up 312.3 yards per game. The total today between the Ravens and the Vikings is 50.5. So that tells me we should expect an up and down type of game. Minnesota went conservative last week against Dallas in the backup QB. That was their biggest mistake. That won't be the case this week. They're going to have to go full throttle. Jefferson has gone over the total in four of the last 5 weeks. The only time he didn't was last week against Dallas because of the poor game plan. So Justin Jefferson is the play today over the 74.5 yards. Next up on the card, we're going with Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons taking on the New Orleans Saints. And we're playing the under 252.5 yards passing. So in 25 career meetings against New Orleans, Matt Ryan has averaged 294 yards passing per game. Today's total is 42. Fun fact about that is it is 13 points lower than the average total when Matt Ryan has played against the Saints. So this is not the old days where Matt Ryan and Drew Brees are going to have a shootout. This is not the old days where Matt Ryan has Julio Jones. He's long gone. And right now he has no Calvin Ridley. So Kyle Pitts is his best weapon. So the weapons are limited in this game, and this game does not project to be a shootout. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout, so I don't think he's going to get the late garbage yards. You put all that together, and I love the under 252.5 with Matt Ryan. And then this one's a fade play. We're going Miles Gaskin of the Dolphins, under 56.5 yards rushing. Last week, almost every podcast and article loved the over on Mike Davis. Because of that, we played the under. I don't like it when too many people all go in one direction. This week, the majority of the people out there are projecting and playing Gaskin. It seems to be way too popular for me. I like to go against the trend. His touches are up. His projections, this projects to be a good spot for him, but we're still going to fade it. Miles Gaskin of the Dolphins, under 56.5 yards rushing. Now, let's recap our seven plays we gave you yesterday for the National Football League. We have the system play on Carolina, plus 3.5 over New England. We have the Chargers, minus 1.5 over Philadelphia. We have Tennessee, the Titans, plus 7 against the LA Rams. We have Dallas laying the 10 against Denver. We have Cleveland, plus 2.5 against Cincy. We waited, we hoped, we thought we could get back to 3, but we did not. We had to hit the submit button this morning at Cleveland, plus 2.5. And then we have the Raiders and the Giants, under 46.5. And we have the Packers and the Chiefs, under 48. So that's your card for today. It's a big card. Let's recap today's new plays one more time for you. St. Louis, minus 1.5 over Anaheim at a plus 150. We have Toronto and Brooklyn under the 208.5 in the NBA. Your prop bets, Justin Jefferson of the Vikings, over 74.5 yards receiving. Matt Ryan of the Falcons, under 252.5 yards passing. And Miles Gaskin of the Dolphins, under 56.5 yards rushing. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.